Cambridge University Press presents There Is No Planet B, a handbook for the make or break years, by me, Mike Berners-Lee. And this book is dedicated to the memory of my mum. First of all, a quick note on how this audiobook is laid out. After the introduction, there are 9 core chapters, and each one is set out as a series of questions and answers. After those chapters, there's a quick summary. And after that, there's a quick summary of ideas about what can I do as a response. Following that, there's an appendix with more detail on climate change. Finally, at the end, I have included an alphabetical quick tour. This is supposed to be both fun and useful, and it gives me a chance to include a few things that don't properly fit anywhere else, but I think deserve a mention. And presenting things alphabetically creates a totally new order with a random logic, and I hope this helps to reinforce the idea that although most of this audiobook is told in sequence, really everything in it interrelates so much that we need to hold it all in our heads at the same time. Okay, so here we go. Introduction. Welcome to a new era. Almost every year since records began, our species has had more energy at its disposal than it had the year before. For the past 50 years, the growth rate has averaged 2.4% per year, more than tripling over that time. For the century before that, it was more like 1% per year. And as we go back through history, the growth rate looks lower still, but nevertheless positive, give or take the odd blip. We have been getting continually more powerful, not just by growing our energy supply, but by using it with ever more efficiency.